So the following program were pre-recorded.
Danny Bonaducci.
Today we're talking to Danny Bonaducci. A lot of you have lived with a Danny, or you're living with one now.
Bonaducci! Bonaducci!
There's not much more Danny can do to surprise us, but leave it to Danny to reinvent himself once again.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Danny Bonaducci, morning show host, 102.5 KZOK.
They're like, who's making biscuits? And Danny's like, it's me.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
Danny Bonaducci. I love rockin' logos. That Gucci Louis Polo. That Polo Louis Gucci. That's that Danny Bonaducci. Danny Bonaducci.
One of us doesn't mean what they're saying. It is 5:54. I'm Danny Bonaducci. This is KZOK. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fabulous. Happy Friday.
Wow, you sound like you're doing... Was it 5:55? What's going on in your system that makes you sound like that?
One guess.
Coffee!
Coffee!
Man, we know each other very well. So, I'm at Pike Place Market, and Amy wants to go again, and not specifically, but we're there, and she loves this place, and you have been there. I can't remember, Stone Cold Brewing ice cream thing?
hot stove brewing. Cold stove brewing?
Uh-huh, cold.
Your mom's stove brewing.
See, it's not that easy, is it? So I'm at the market, and we're walking around. It's pretty easy. Things have gotten better. The thing is, the crowd is starting to pick up, and I kind of feel like we own the place now. But, you know, we own the place because people are sick. That's probably not that cool of me. But it was 50% of full-blown capacity. And I'm walking along, and I see this guy selling hot sauce that I know. He's two stalls or whatever is up. And as I take one step towards him, I hear from a woman's voice, "Hot honey?" And I say, "Well, yes, thank you." Not a smile from this woman. "What do you mean? Let's try that again." And you go to me and you say, "Hot honey." And I'll say, "Yeah, thank you so much." But nope, that is not what happened. But I and Sarah, my love, too, have a tendency, if given the opportunity to be 12 years old and immature about it, we will take that. So the next one... we were at that restaurant with the Stone Cold Steve Austin Brewing Company.
Yep.
And so we're there, and I go to pay the bill, and the lady says, "You want to tap that?"
What?
Yep, I was out of my mind.
Heck
even
yeah.
Under my mask, you could probably see I was cracking up and stuff. But yeah, and I'm not good at that, by the way. I know you probably think I am, but I don't always put it in the right place. See, not good. That just came flying out of my mouth. But that's the thing, because you and I, you know what it's like to be 12 years old, mm-hmm. and a grown woman, and a relatively attractive woman, but that didn't matter. What mattered was she's going to hear what I'm saying. She's going to go, "That guy is a comedy genius." And that is not what happened. And I said, "Oh, man, I don't know how to tap it." And right there, I'm going home right now.
The KZOK FM HD1 Seattle. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. The home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. 102.5 KZOK and iHeartRadio station. Now, Sarah with sports and entertainment.
Well, it's Friday. I do hate to start things off on a down note.
All right.
But Justin Bieber has announced his upcoming Justice World Tour, planned for last year, is being pushed again. That means Justin Bieber's concert at the Tacoma Dome has been pushed to February 26th.
Wow. Okay. I won't do it, by the way, but I would love to see him. He had a commercial on, just his voice singing the song. I can't remember what it was, but every single time it came on, I cried a real tear. I looked like that, whatever his name was, stood on the freeway and cried. That's exactly what I looked like. And Amy tried to get a video of it, but she missed it. And I'd have been mad anyway. But I would love to see him, but I don't want to see his crowd. Maybe their moms will be cool.
I bet there's a huge range of ages at a Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah, I would imagine that too.
Well, a lot will be my age. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, we're the ones that came up. We're the same age as him. In high school, he just blew up.
Oh, I didn't think of that. There's a lot of people in their mid-20s.
So hot moms, Danny.
Good to know.
Well,
Well, although I've had a couple of those, and it's easier to have my beautiful wife, who is adorable and loves me. That's the way to go. And I say all that for two reasons. One, I mean it. And the other is she has a radio in her bedroom. So I just want to know how beautiful she is.
The Tacoma Dome announced on Twitter that tickets purchased for the original concert last June, that was scheduled for June, but it's from 2020, will be honored. Okay. So no matter who you are, the hot mom or the 26-year-old Waldo, Amy Bonaducci, if you bought tickets, they will be honored.
Good to know. Good to know.
Well, a strange one out of Spain.
Okay.
A couple, Juan and Maria, went to get married. They, like many couples, found their plans having to change because of COVID. People have been forced to postpone weddings or then decide not to throw a big wedding because you can't. Third time's a charm. They're like, we're going to get married.
Good.
They showed up at the registry office and they were getting ready for the judge to come out and get married, marry them.
Not sure.
He took one look at them and said, hell no.
The judge refused to marry them?
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
He was dressed like Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
She was wearing a traditional northern Spanish costume rather than a white wedding dress.
Right.
He took one look at them and said, I am not marrying you unless you dress properly.
Why? And why is that? Why does he even get to say that?
Well, yeah. So they're upset, and especially because they dress this way, helping out at hospitals to raise money for children's charities. The whole purpose of what they do, they entertain kids and help raise money.
I think the only way out of this for the judge is if Jack Sparrow was carrying a legitimate sword and therefore took a weapon into the courthouse. You can get out that way.
All right. Well, I think Judge Mental has spoken, and
Judgmental. I just got that. That's hysterical, judgmental.
Well, you've spoken, Danny. And
I have.
Yeah. This couple should get married by you.
You know, I'm an ordained minister. Where are they?
Spain.
Yeah, I don't even speak Spanish. How mad would you be if I showed up at your wedding and didn't speak the language?
That'd be an awkward ceremony. Bobby Moynihan and Ron Funchess are set to host a new NBC competition show called The Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Oh, I like the idea. What's that guy's name?
Bobby Moynihan and Ron Funchess.
Funchess, it sounds like a snack.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? Let's get the Funyuns and the whatever this guy's name is, but it sounds like a snack to me.
Well, The Ultimate Slip and Slide is inspired by Wham-O's outdoor toy of the same name. You remember the Slip and Slide.
Oh, God, I love the Slip and Slide.
The show will consist of a water park with several giant slippery rides. Teams compete in multiple games to get a cash prize. Things like human pong, body bowling, cornhole, bocce, and then, of course, the slip and slide.
God, that is so... What is the deal with all these really physical and apparently dangerous shows? John Cena does one of them. They're crazy. Yeah. It was. I think everybody said, let's just watch American Ninja Warrior and see what happens. And then when it blew up, everybody just ran to get yourself a dangerous game show. And boy, they're out there.
Yeah, and I think it all started with the Japanese shows. The ones where you had to try to, like, climb across a giant ball and then you'd slip when a giant thing came and knocked you off and you fell in the water and some guy...
Wouldn't you hate to get knocked off by a giant thing? Wouldn't
yes.
you just feel stupid getting knocked off by that? But they look great, but they are all based on Japanese game shows, mm-hmm. every single one of them.
Waldo, you're giggling like a 12-year-old. You fit right in. All right, so those of you who have been itching to travel to New York to see a Broadway show, good news for you. They have just announced Broadway will open to full capacity 4 months from now.
Oh, that's great. Now, I don't know how long it'll take me to get there and see a show and things like that, but I just don't like Broadway being dark. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what can... Oh, it's like Mount Rushmore with a veil over it. That's not great, but I think you get my...
It's a little bit of a stretch, but I actually get it. It works. Well, a lot of people have been itching to go. Of course, actors and performers and musicians all itching to get back to work. It's been closed for 18 months, and now New York is getting ready to reopen. They've announced restrictions are lifting in a week's time. So now they're going to start selling tickets. Phantom of the Opera, one of the first shows that will go up for sale.
Hey, you're from New York, if you have an opinion on this. What do you think about, is it Mayor Cuomo? No, Governor Cuomo?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it, do you know?
Governor.
Governor Cuomo?
Yeah.
Do you have any opinions on that guy?
I think he is pretty good at what he does. I think there are a lot of allegations against him that I don't necessarily believe.
Yeah, me either. I don't believe any of them anymore until something's proven to me.
I don't disagree. Let me say this. I don't disbelieve some of the accusations, but the accusations aren't of assault. They're of him being handsy.
Yeah.
Hugging people and, you know.
Biden was called on that.
Yeah. And a lot of people are handsy. I've seen it my whole life. I think we've all seen people who just are close talkers or people who put their hand on you.
But, you know, guys get more than that. Guys get people just walk up and they start giving you a massage that you'd never asked for.
Mm-hmm. That's creepy.
It is creepy.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't be, you should be fired from your job, but I think you can be called creepy.
Yeah, he most certainly can. I like him. I like the way he said, I am not quitting until somebody proves something. Yeah. And everyone I have seen, they just quit. Somebody says, that guy kicked a dog in Wyoming. Oh, man, I quit. Hmm. So I'd like to see him hang in and prove that he is innocent. Not, I'd like him to hang in and get kicked out of office.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWA.
1-800-DUI-AWA.
Mariners were off last night. They head to Texas for a weekend series. Tonight's game starts at 5:05. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
Big baseball news yesterday. Big surprise. Albert Pujols was cut by the Angels.
What's his name?
You heard me.
What a disaster.
Albert
I'd rather
Pujols.
My name be Danny Bonnet Buttface McGee than that guy's name.
Albert Pujols is a baseball legend. 41 years old. The oldest player. He is a three-time National League MVP. He was in the final season of a 10-year, $240 million contract.
Wow.
He is fifth in the major leagues with 667 career home runs.
Oh, jeez.
First baseman. He is 13th in history with his hitting. Like, he's a legend. And they're like, yeah, never mind. We're not going to hang around with you anymore.
Well, he's probably set. I think, you know, his credit card will not be declined.
No, it's not about the money. It's about passion, wanting to play the game. 41, he's still super fit. He was just in a hitting slump, so I have a feeling he'll land somewhere. Maybe the Mariners for Pujols.
My goodness gracious.
Stop giggling.
It's kind of, I was going, when is she going to say that name again? I feel like laughing. But hey, speaking of baseball, I watched Moneyball yesterday, right? Did you ever see it?
I love that movie.
I love that movie. I didn't know I loved that movie so much, but I did. Did you know Chris Pratt is one of the stars of that movie?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember that at all.
See, me either. And I mean, a real-life star of that movie. He's like, I don't know, third in line or so. But it was, I'm looking up and I'm going, is that Chris Pratt? And when I didn't enjoy his performance, I texted Paul and said, you need to beat this guy up again.
So is this before he was, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic Park? Like, was he unknown at the time?
I don't know if he was unknown because he got that job, but I never heard of him before.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be before his career took off.
I would assume so.
And did you know that Moneyball is all based on a true story?
I did actually.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Because they run, at the very end, either way, they run the facts. What happened to the Brad Pitt character? What happened to these guys?
All right, Sounders are back in action on Sunday. They will be playing the Portland Timbers. Match time starts at noon. It'll be broadcast on ABC. You can listen at 950 KJR AM. And at 720, if you can tell us where has Sarah's Beaver been, you can win a Sounders scarf. From Javier Arriaga, very, very cool prize. You still have time to look at pictures of Sarah's Beaver at KZOK.com, Facebook.com/Sarah's Beaver. And sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWA. Don't go anywhere because the news is next.
The home of classy rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. 1-800-DIVORCE. Online, goldbergjones.com. Our friend Rick Jones. All right. Bidding is now underway.
Rick Jones. Sorry, I was taking a drink of juice.
I wonder why you were leaving me hanging there.
I wouldn't do it.
Bidding is now underway for a space flight aboard one of Blue Origin's rockets.
Didn't we advertise... an ED thing that was called that, Blue Origin. No, it was Blue Gum. It'd give you a Mr. Happy. It wouldn't cure it, but it would give you a Mr. Happy.
Well, Blue Origin is the space company owned by Jeff Bezos, and bidding is now underway for the flight that's happening on July 20th. The winner will be one of the first passengers. This is a sealed bid auction. meaning we have no idea how much the auction numbers are. So I'm going to guess if we go in there, say, Danny, you really want to do this. I'm going to go in. I'm going to bid for you. I'm going to bid like, you know, $300.
Right.
Going to guess that's not enough.
No, I think not.
But I'm not going to be able to see what other people are bidding, so I won't know.
Okay.
I'll try the $300 if you want to go.
Yeah, go have at it.
New Shepard is the name of the rocket and capsule combo. It will fly six space travelers to suborbital space more than 62 miles above Earth. There are a couple of health requirements.
Yeah.
You have to weigh between 110 and 223 pounds. You have to be 5 foot, between 5 feet and 6 foot four.
Okay. I'm one of those.
And then you have to be able to withstand 3G during ascent and 5.5G during descent.
Did you say 62 miles above Earth?
Yes.
That doesn't seem like space.
Well, it's higher than...
It's a quarter of the way to Portland.
It's higher than any of us have ever gone before, but I'll tell you...
Who's us?
Any of us. We've been in airplanes, but we haven't been...
Oh, okay, man. I thought you meant in space travel. I'm going, no, I'm kind of... think we beat 62 miles.
Us regular folk.
Right. Oh, speak for yourself.
But I mean, being able to withstand the 3G and the 5.5G means I'm out.
Okay.
Could you do that?
Yeah, no problem.
Waldo, you think you could do that?
Of course.
Oh, you're such a manly man, man.
Yeah, when you look at Waldo, I just think that is one fit dude.
It's not about fit. It's about mental ability to be able to not throw your guts up everywhere.
Okay, all I said was the guy looks manly. He didn't do anything else. I don't see him in the rocket ship. I don't see anybody I know in the rocket
no.
ship.
No.
It's just kind of, not the seal bit and everything. 62 miles, it doesn't seem like space travel. We should be closer to the moon than we are to Earth. You shouldn't be able to throw a baseball down to Earth and have your friend catch it for a TikTok video.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski is waiting at the bottom for you
exactly
to drop the football.
Right. Exactly right.
Well, stargazers will have one last chance to catch Halley's Comets by the tail before it disappears in October. So Halley's Comet, you know, it goes around and appears and then doesn't show up again for a long time.
Right, that's the one.
So this week, it's making its final appearance.
Ever?
For a long time.
Okay.
So the entire Halley's Comet is visible from Earth every 76 years. It last appeared in 1986. It will not show up again until 2061.
That isn't the one the Hale-Bott Comet people all killed themselves to, is it?
No.
No, that's a different one entirely? Yeah.
So this is a comet that goes around every 76 years. I don't know for sure because you got great genes, Danny, but I'm going to guess you're not going to be here in 2061 to see it
no,
come around
again. No, I certainly won't. I talk about death more than Amy would like. I forget what came up. Oh, somebody... she said, I'm going to love you forever, some such thing. I said, you know, at best you get 17 years out of me. She thinks that's like totally rude to say, but you got to be prepared for that. I'm going to wither right in front of that young lady, and somebody's got to do something about it, and it ain't going to be me.
Yeah, the Hale-Bopp comet, I don't know how often that one comes around. I think that it was found like in the 90s, whereas Halley's comet has been
how
around.
How many ways are you going to pronounce that?
It's Halley.
All right.
Hale-Bopp is the one you were asking about
was.
The cult. That's a different one. So look up into the night sky if you want to see Halley's Comet for the last time.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe it.
What do you mean?
I don't know that you're going to look up and see it.
Oh.
I look up and see everything you tell me. Danny, look up. A thing has happened. It's a pink thing. It's an orange thing. It's a half a thing, and I never see it.
It was so funny one time, and I'm telling you how amazing the moon is. I'm like, look up. You're like, it's not there. There's no moon in the sky. And we got into a big fight. And then you're like, oh, yeah, there's the moon, and it's really pretty.
I can't see much in this little tiny room I'm in, but then it came up over my neighbor's house. I went, oh, that's interesting. I don't know what all the fuss is about. It's always there. I just can't see it.
Well, we've heard a lot about people having Zoom calls, forgetting to wear their pants or doing something they're not supposed to. An Ohio lawmaker has now admitted to Zooming while driving.
Wow.
So, Danny, I know you don't do this a lot, but most people who take part in Zoom calls or Microsoft Teams calls, you know, you can set your background.
Right. Oh, yeah. I see that all the time.
Right. So I could go to our meeting, our weekly meeting that we know and love. I could put like a Hawaiian background on mine.
My doctor actually has his office, precisely. I didn't get it at first till his head started. You know when their head starts like buffer and weave and look really crazy? I didn't realize that we weren't in his office till that started.
Oh, funny. Well, this lawmaker from Ohio thought he would trick everybody doing the same thing. His background was his home office.
Right.
And like, nobody's going to know until somebody said, why do you have a seatbelt on?
Oh.
Busted by his own seatbelt.
And an idiot. Who wouldn't know not to have that? I don't know how to do those Zoom things, but I know how to cover a lie.
Yeah, so his seatbelt gave him away. He is now facing charges because it's distracted driving.
I don't know that they'll get it. You know,
they should.
I'm sure they should. The guy's a maniac, but there's an argument to be said for it's not gossip, but you know what I mean? There's no witness to tell you I physically saw that guy doing anything. That could be my background, and that's why you see the thing. I think he can fight this.
Well, he was busted.
Hearsay. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he has apologized. He said he was not distracted, therefore do not give me a distracted driving ticket.
No, you know, take what you can get without going to jail, man. And you know, he's got to be looking at the road while he's driving, so why wouldn't he be looking at the people that are talking to him? That just all seems silly to me.
Yeah, and I mean, we've heard this before. People's argument is it's hands-free. You know, like you can text and do all that stuff without actually looking at your phone.
Right.
But at some point, you're looking at the camera during a meeting, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are. It's a terrible, terrible idea.
A Missouri couple is thankfully safe after making an explosive discovery in their own yard.
All right.
A woman named Pam was gardening, having a nice old time, enjoying the good weather, when she discovered a World War II era Japanese Navy mortar.
Well, where was this?
This was in Missouri.
Is there some explanation?
Well, what normally happens is we find out that somebody's grandpa brought it back from the war.
Right.
And then, you know, didn't tell grandma, it gets passed down and everybody forgets. Or you bury it in the backyard because you think that's a safe place for a military ordnance.
I thought that the Japanese bombed us, and I just didn't know we got all the way to Missouri. Because most people don't know that they bombed California, Southern California, during World War II. Which, by the way, that was then, this is now. But they sent these weird floating bombs over, tracing the wind where it was going to go. And the only one went off, and it went off in the sky, so it didn't get it. But technically, we were bombed during World War II by the Japanese.
Well, not in Missouri. In this case, they called the authorities. It fit in the size of, it fit into the palm of their hand.
Right.
They call the cops. They send the bomb range over. Turns out it was live.
Right.
It had a blast range of 500 feet.
And it fit in the palm of your hand?
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's some good World War II technology right there.
They said this is a super rare find, but they were very lucky they weren't hurt considering they handled it. They were scrubbing it, trying to figure out what it was.
Right. Ooh, scrubbing it seems bad.
Well, we've had quite a few jobs of a lifetime announced over the past year. But we've seen be a mattress tester, or your dog is so cute he's going to be on a can of Budweiser. This is a new one. And they want somebody who will sleep on the job.
What?
I think we should nominate Waldo.
Yeah, definitely.
So
when
this
he wakes up, tell him about it.
What? I just woke up.
There you go, buddy.
This is a company who make mattresses and bedding. They want you to test out their wares, and you will get paid $1,500.
For what kind of length of time?
You just got a nap. You got to take a nap every day for 30 days, and you get paid $1,500, and you get a mattress.
Could you take a nap when you're supposed to?
No, gosh.
No, you couldn't just go, well, I'm going to stop all this. I'm going to take 20 minutes, take a nap, and then I'll feel better. I could never do that.
Well, think about when they're little kids, right? And there's nap time. It is a set time, and kids typically have a temper tantrum, and then they fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what it would be. Somebody would say, okay, now it's time to go to sleep. I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm in the middle of watching The Boys season 2. You can't tell me to take a nap.
You cannot tell Sarah not to watch The Boys. Now, do you mean testicles? You gotta watch The Boys. You know, we all say that. You say the twins and the ladies. You mean The Boys? No, never mind, Danny. You're jumping over that line.
There's a new article in astronomy.com. You know, we all read those, right? They're saying, we have been launching all sorts of stuff into space unbeknownst to everyday man. Astronomy.com says we have been launching tissue chips, slime, jellyfish, salmonella, water droplets, honeybee colonies, spiders, and bullfrogs into space.
And I'm assuming this is to watch how biological creatures exist?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
How do these different things react to space? Which seems kind of mean to put a jellyfish out there.
Well, we started with dogs. So jellyfish isn't like this next. And the dog died, by the way.
Of course.
So this is a step in the right direction.
Well, I mean, you're sending bullfrogs into space. Do you think he's going to be able to breathe out there?
You know, it's funny about what's cute and not cute. I don't care about bullfrogs in space. Mm-hmm. I care about probably, oh, the chimp. The chimp was uncool of us.
No, very. That's why we stopped doing it.
I think we stopped doing it because people yelled at us and said, shame, shame, shame.
That's what I mean.
And I'm with you, by the way. Normally, you know, it's for human beings. It's going to be make our life better. So go ahead and kill a dog or two. Mm-hmm. I couldn't mean something less. Man, if somebody came and said, hey, your pets are going into space, I would be very upset.
Yeah. A 4-year-old cartoon fanatic went a little overboard on Amazon. So kids are awfully smart with technology these days. Mm-hmm. In fact, Paul has said most of the things he has learned about videos and computers is from Jelly Bean.
Yeah, sure.
I think starting when she was like 6. So this kid is 4 years old and wants to order popsicles from SpongeBob SquarePants on Amazon.
Right.
Well, he figures out how to do it, but didn't get the quantity right. $3,000 worth of popsicles.
Oh, and they melt. You probably have a real hard time returning that.
Well, it's unreturnable.
Well, there you go.
51 cases, 918 popsicles. They're the kind of thing that you can freeze, but this is a working mother of 3. She's actually taking social work classes at NYU. Hardworking. She's like, I don't have an extra $3,000 for popsicles.
Right.
They started a GoFundMe and have already gone past the popsicle number of $3,000.
Wow, the popsicle company would not have charged you. No way in the world. It's a cute story. It's going to make the air. If they said, it's Steve's company. Steve's company just chiseled $9,000 from a 4-year-old. Nope, they were never going to have to pay for this.
Well, you're
Hey, I'm sorry, but you were talking about Jelly Bean doing everything that Paul needs to know. I was at that Stone Cold Steve Austin stove thing down at the pier, market.
Old stove, yep.
Yeah, that thing. And as we went in, the lady behind the counter said, now, are you cool with, and I don't even know what they're called, but it's that little menu or whatever it is you take a picture of and then you get their menu.
Mm-hmm.
Amy turns to me and she goes, and she had just shown me how to use this the other day. She goes, now, do you know how to use this? In that tone of voice. And then the lady, without waiting, gave me a paper menu and said, now here, you use this. I felt 1,000 years old, but at the end of the day, I also felt fed because I ate.
That's funny. That's what happens to Paul when they go to restaurants. Jelly Bean rolls her eyes at Holiday and Paul and says, I got this, Mom and Dad. I'll help you figure it out. It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida story of the day.
Yay.
A woman driving a stolen truck led police on a wild chase. When cops finally stopped the vehicle, she took all her clothes off and said, good luck getting me into custody.
Wow, that's an actual thing. Anyway, they're never going to touch her, so they have to wait for the loony bin wagon to come over. It's not a great way to try and get out of a ticket, but it's not terrible. I've done worse and stupider things.
Is that what it's called, the loony bin wagon?
Yes, that is exactly what it's called. How else are you going to get to the loony bin?
Well, all of this was caught on the cruiser's dashboard cam. She's stark naked. They're a pit maneuver. She didn't want to get on the ground. Understandable because she was naked. But believe it or not, we did not put this up at KZOK.com.
Taser.
Yeah?
Yeah. With the, you know, with the prong one, not just the handheld one. Gets her, you had to pull over. She's talking all day. You're a cop. Your life's in danger. Every time you go to your job, boom, right in the nipple. That's me, Matt.
Ouch.
Yeah. See? You know.
Is she good looking at least?
Yeah, she actually is.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
There she is, Jelly Bean. Well, you can check out all of our past Florida stories at kzok.com/Florida. News is brought to you by Goldberg Jones, 1-800-DIVORCE, or online, goldbergjones.com. Very cool prize for Where Has Sarah's Beaver Been this week. It's a Javier Arriaga Sounders scarf. All because we're excited. They're back in action on Sunday. And if you want to win, be here at 7:20 and check out the Beaver Shots at KZOK.com.